why is the property market not moving today? It's because the Singapore property chain effect is being slowed down. How is it being slowed down? Because the Singapore property market, there's no new buyer to come in to buy units. Because a lot of this new buyer is being pulled away by new launch, BTO, and SBF, sales of balance flat. So if today you are a new buyer, if you go and buy a new launch, you go and buy a BTO, or you go and buy a sales of balance flat, you will not enter the resale market. When you don't enter the resale market, you don't buy a property from a resale market seller. The resale market seller, 90% of the time, after selling away, they have to buy another property. So if nobody buys the seller's property, the seller will not be able to go and buy another resale property. So if this seller cannot buy another resale property, this seller cannot go and buy another resale property. Understand or not? The seller will become a buyer, then the seller will become a buyer, the seller will become a buyer. That's how the resale market works. So the resale market need to be pushed by new buyers, because the new buyers, they don't need to sell property. They come in, they buy, okay? They buy. Then the seller can go and buy another property, then you will keep moving. Then the market will work, you see? The Singapore property chain effect will move. But if nobody enter the market, if all the buyers are sellers that need to sell. So example in the property chain effect, all the buyers are buyers that need to sell off their property first. Then how to start the chain effect? Nobody to start the chain effect. Because nobody can sell, nobody can sell, then nobody can buy, then the market don't move. This is what is happening today. Okay?